The gospel reading today, our Lord speaks about the fact that we have to be watchful and we have to be ready, and that even if the householder should come in the second watch or the third watch of the night, we're supposed to be ready. Now, there are two things we need to look at. First of all, the Lord's pretty much telling us that he was going to come late. Why would he have to be even putting that in there, that the third, second, or third watch of the night? The second part of that is, think about the servants. They don't know what day the master's coming back. They know he's going to return. They don't know when. But they're supposed to be up in the middle of the night at 3 and 4 in the morning, just in case that's when he comes. How is that reasonable? How is that possible? But yet that is what our Lord is telling us. Now, the difference, of course, is that we aren't the household servants who need to be there to be able to open up the gate. We have to open up the gate to our heart, to our Lord, but we don't have to be physically present to open something to let someone in. So what our Lord is telling us is that we have to make sure that we are spiritually prepared, that we are keeping our focus where it belongs. In other places, he reminds us that if the master is long delayed in coming and the servants start taking advantage of the situation, they're going to be in trouble. That's where we're at. People are tired. People are getting frustrated. People are wondering when something is going to happen. Somewhere along the line, someone said that Our Lady had said that she will intervene only when things are at their absolute worst. Well, unfortunately, I can think how it could get a whole lot worse than what it is, which means it's not quite time yet. Things are getting worse. They're going to keep getting worse. But that's to wake people up, not to get us frustrated. But it's a test for all of us to see if we are going to remain faithful. For years, people have been saying silly things like, well, if God doesn't intervene pretty soon, whatever. You know, God will come when he wants to come and when it's time. The question isn't about God and what he's going to do. The question is about us. Are we going to be faithful? Are we going to be prepared? Are we going to have our focus where it belongs? That's what the master is going to be looking for. That's what he is expecting. If, again, you look at it on the natural level, he comes home at an unexpected time, finds the house a total disaster and a mess, and everything is all over the place, none of the work has been done, yeah, he's going to fire all these people. But if he comes home and finds everything in order, that's exactly what he should expect to find. In other words, we don't need a babysitter sitting right over us saying, now do this and now do that. We know what we're supposed to do. But it's easy to sit back and say, well, he's taking his time, so I guess I can just cut the corners. I don't really have to do this. I don't have to do that. Well, it starts out with little things and then it gets bigger. So if we don't have to do this, well, then we don't have to do other things either. Mother Teresa of Calcutta had in her rule that her nuns have to drink an 8-ounce glass of water every day. And the nuns would put up a stink about it. It's like, really, what's the big deal? And she said, if you don't drink that glass of water every day, pretty soon you're going to start finding ways around the next thing in the rule, and the next thing. Said, if you are obedient in the little things, then we know you're going to be obedient in the bigger ones. But if you start finding justifications of why you don't have to drink that one glass of water, as minor as that is, pretty soon you're going to find justifications as why you don't have to do this or that or the other thing in the rule. So it's a great thing for all of us to consider. Where have we cut corners? Where are we getting sloppy? Where are we getting lazy? Where have we taken our eyes off the Lord? Where are the areas in our lives where we need to make sure that we get them where they belong? In other words, just look at it and say, if the Master came today, would he find me ready? Would he find me watching? Would he find me doing exactly what he would expect that I would be doing? If the answer is no to any of those things, then this is the opportunity to get our act together. That's again where we have to be able to look at it, because again, in our pride, we might say, oh, God needs to come for those people. No, God needs to come for these people, because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing if that's the case. So don't point a finger at anybody else if we're not doing what we're supposed to. And if we're doing what we're supposed to, we can't point a finger at anybody anyway, because we should be humble enough and charitable enough to be praying for them rather than judging them and condemning them. So we've got a lot of work to do on our own self. And if that's the case, maybe what we need to say is, praise God, he hasn't returned yet, because he wouldn't have found me ready and watchful and doing what I was supposed to be doing. Because if he came back, I would have been in trouble. So don't worry about everybody else. Let's worry about our own soul first. Get our own act together and make sure that we are ready, that we are watchful, that we are prepared, so that whenever the Lord comes, because he said it'll be at an unexpected time, whenever that happens, it doesn't matter, because he will find us doing what we're supposed to be doing.